Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're having a special post-election open forum. Here's my question. What's the first thing you want the new governor, John Kasich, to do when he takes office? What's the first thing you want him to do? What do you think should be his top priority? What's the first thing you want the new governor to do when he takes office? 614-292-8513. Or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Of course, bearing in mind that Republicans pretty much control every level of state government in Ohio, took over the House. They already had the Senate. They won every statewide elective office all the way down and took over control of the apportionment board, took over control of healthy control of the Ohio House. Give us a call and tell us under those circumstances, what's the first thing you'd like our new governor to do when he takes office in January? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. It's an open forum, and guess what we're going to talk about? What happened yesterday? The midterm elections are over with. It's a resounding victory for the Republican Party all the way across the board. But what does it really mean? That's what I want to talk about it with you, because the exit polls yesterday told us that the mood among voters, and the bottom line is a pox on both their houses, but they're going to vote against the folks in power now because they can, and they're going to change it up. I heard one lawmakers say today on the air, on the radio, that this was a second chance. This isn't a mandate. This is a second chance for Republicans to get done what they'd promised the last time they were in power. So give us a call, 614-292-8513. Let's talk about things, and let's talk about the future. You know, we can dissect that. You know, I love dissecting campaigns. I love dissecting elections. It's one of my favorite things to do. But I also want to move the discussion forward and talk about the future. So we can do a little bit of both. I'm not saying don't, but I'd really love to hear what people, supporters of John Kasich and people who voted for sitting governor Ted Strickland, what do you think the new governor should do when he takes office? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. State Auditor Dave Yost. This is the upcoming. Our new state auditor will be David Yost. Our new state treasurer, Josh Mandel. Our Secretary of State, John Husted. Our Attorney General, Mike DeWine. What do you think? And our new governor, John Kasich, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Let's take a listen to Governor-elect John Kasich right now and see what he's looking forward to.
But tonight, Ohio has affirmed that our best days are ahead of us, not behind us. I have always believed that hope always triumphs over fear, and it happened here tonight.
Now, we got I can't remember if it was an email or a call in the last hour saying actually it was the opposite, that fear, won out over hope. But it's all, I guess, in the eyes of the beholder. So give us a call. Tell us what you think. Was it hope won out over fear, or the other way around? And Todd, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Ann.
Can you hold that speaker a little bit away from your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that better?
We just want to hear you. There you go.
Okay.
That's good.
You had mentioned what I'd like to see the governor do now that he's in office, or when he takes office. And really, Ann, I would love to hear what the plans on the 3C corridor and rail travel in Ohio is, because I feel like that has just kind of stalled out in the last few
months.
Well,
he has said clearly, with no uncertain terms, Todd, that he will put the kibosh on that. That is dead in Ohio now.
Yeah, and that's kind of tragic to me. But, I wish I'd be, especially because as far as I understand, we have the money for it from the federal stimulus. And you know, it just seems like a waste of resources to not do anything to develop our own infrastructure for the state.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. 614-292-8513. John, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First thing I'd like to see Mr. Kasich do is start a comprehensive review of the Ohio EPA, being mindful of the 21,000 little regulations that I read that somewhere, that you have to be aware of, even if you want to manufacture wooden widgets in the state of Ohio. I think it's rather ridiculous. And I think these people are more or less making busy work for themselves.
He said he's going to, you know, perform a review of all the statewide agencies to figure out where they can, in deregulation or looking at regulatory red tape kind of things is one of the things he's interested in.
Well, I hope so. I sincerely hope so.
All righty. Thanks for your call, John.
Thank you.
614-292-8513. And here's Chris with the shot in the dark. Welcome to the show, Chris.
I am. Basically what I noticed in this last campaign is the overall increased use of auto dialers. And I think Mr. Kasich should, throw it out and say, look, we're not going to do that anymore. If, you know, we want your vote, we're going to talk to you, and we're going to use a human to do it. And not a human in Mumbai, not a human in the Philippines, but a human in Central Ohio or the Ohio State in general. So that was on both sides.
I was going to say, how about free caller ID for everyone? free caller ID in every pot.
the caller ID doesn't even help because I received a call from
a private.
It was 000000000. And basically, I'd like all political parties to adhere to and respect the do not call list. You know, basically, I'm not interested in hearing your get out the vote message. Mm-hmm. So, if I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote. I'm not necessarily going to be swayed by, somebody reading off a scripted, script.
Chris, I hear what you're saying, and a lot of people complain about those, but you know what they always say about the robocalls and negative campaign ads is that they wouldn't use them if they didn't work. So they may not work for you, but they're working for somebody out there. You know what I mean?
Well, that's probably why they got the exemption. It's one of the exemptions in the do not call registry is political parties don't need to adhere to them. I figure what's, we use a hacking cliched phrase, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. It's an open forum. Of course, we're talking about the election, and I've asked listeners to and viewers, if you're watching us on Ohio Government Television, give us a call or email us, or you can go to All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page and tell us, what is the first thing you want the new governor-elect John Kasich, to do when he takes office next year? 614-292-8513. And let's hear from Michael on Facebook. Create a short-term action item agenda highlighting exactly what he plans to do differently than Strickland to stimulate Ohio economy, encourage business growth, and bring new job sectors to Columbus. Basically, his governor's platform was all about jobs. Now do the walking and make each step transparent and count. We are watching you, and most of us are still on the fence regardless of the election. You narrowly won. Okay, so that's in a way, it sounds like a lot, but bottom line is get the economy going again. And in Ohio, the economy means jobs, need more jobs. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And if Facebook is your preferred mode of communication, we check that regularly. All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page. Let's see. Avi, I'm going to get to you now. Avi, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call.
Hey, Avi, could you hold that speaker a little bit away from your mouth?
Yeah, I would say the governor-elect, the first thing I would advise him to do is to call all bank executives to open the doors for small business and extend lending to all open businesses in Ohio. And I will take the answer from there. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Avi. Yeah, folks, when you call up on a cell phone, sometimes if you're speaking too close to your mouth is too close to the phone, it comes out staticky. So just think about that. And Avi, I don't know what the answer is. That's been a complaint by a lot of people that despite the efforts to bolster the financial sector of our economy a couple years ago, the small banks and the banks and the lending institutions still haven't opened up enough to small businesses, whereas, you know, as we all know now, most of our job creation comes from small businesses. So I don't know what the answer is to that. It'll be interesting to see. 614-292-8513. And let's see. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You want the governor to talk about his work with Lehman Brothers or how much he earned, that kind of a thing?
Yeah, I think he should come clean.
But do you think he will?
I don't think he will. I don't think any politician will. I'm really tired of all the lies and innuendo and politicians not doing their jobs. I think it's abysmal.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Maybe the next election?
Yeah. I mean, Governor Strickland campaigned on Turnaround Ohio, and we all know how that worked.
Okay. All right. What do you think about what Ron has to say? Come clean. Tell us where you get your money. Tell us where you earn your money. Thanks, Ron, for your call.
You're welcome.
614-292-8513. And I'm calling on John now. John, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Quick comment. Not really about Kasich, but the Republicans in general.
Mm-hmm.
They said that this is a pretty much a second chance. Bush mm-hmm. said that his one regret was not privatizing Social Security. Wouldn't it be great if Boehner and the Republicans were able to privatize Social Security? And I say that with kind of a sarcastic tone.
Oh, okay. So do you want them to privatize Social Security?
No, I don't. But when okay. they say they have a second chance, and Bush says, well, his one regret when they had power was not to privatize Social Security, it kind of sends me a message as to where they want to go with the economy and what they want to do with government, be it in Ohio or federal.
Right. I mean, the governor-elect John Kasich has said he wants to get rid of the Department of Development, another privatization effort, and turn it over to real business people, real job creators who will do it. And, you know, they'll pay him the big bucks and they'll do it with not all the oversight and red tape that a state government agency has to go through now.
Yeah, and I completely agree that a CEO making $20, $30 million a year has my best interest in social services in mind, not their bottom line.
Okay. All right, John, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Take care. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have lots of calls. We have emails. We'll get to as many as we can before the end of the hour. It's an open forum on All Sides. If you want to participate, you can call or email us. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.
This is WOSU 820 NPR News, and later today at 1 o'clock, it's an NPR News special, live coverage of President Obama's post-election news conference. The president reacts to the results of the midterm elections today at 1, right here on WOSU 820 NPR News.
Support for the State House News Bureau stories heard on WOSU comes from the law firm of Porter, Wright, Morrison, Arthur, LLP, helping businesses and individuals solve complex legal problems throughout Ohio, across the country, and around the world. On the web at porterwright.com.
Also join us this afternoon from 2 until 4 for an Election 2010 two-hour edition of The Political Junkie. They'll tell you what happened, why, and what's next. That's Talk of the Nation, a Political Junkie special from 2 until 4 on WOSU 820 NPR News. 41 degrees currently, sunshine today, a high of 55. A few clouds tonight and a slight chance of rain, a low of 38 degrees. All Sides continues right now on WOSU.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's an open forum. If you have a comment or question, 614-292-8513. We want to know from you what you think the first thing is, the governor-elect John Kasich should do when he takes office. What do you want him to do first? What should be his top priority? Give us a call and tell us what you think about that. Let's see, and we'll go to Phil now. Phil, you're on the air. You want to talk about energy.
Yeah, I think the governor, not just the governor, but Boehner and Obama could probably come together on a good energy package, not just, you know, clean energy, but all energy, and maybe ending the subsidies to carbon energy and giving those to clean energy. And I think taking all ideas, good ideas for energy would be, and with the speaker from Ohio, and I don't know, maybe we could get a three-way coalition going on, and Ohio could lead a new energy economy with jobs. And yeah.
Well, I feel, you know, that cap and trade has just been one of the major whipping boys in this election. I haven't heard it so much in Columbus, but everywhere you go, cap and trade. I mean, that's a big, big way.
They say cap and trade would make a big difference, but
A lot of people say it's bad.
Well, and
so it makes me wonder.
I just think we should do anything. And when it comes to energy, I think we should do all ideas. Everything should be on the table so that, you know, the bad ideas, you know, we'll recognize them after a year or two and they can get pushed to the side and we can perfect the good ideas. I mean, I think this cash for caulkers, as it's being called now, isn't necessarily a bad idea. And it's kind of reminiscent of the economy as a whole. There's a lot of excess, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons for the economy not bouncing back is because everybody's tightening their belts and we were living on excess essentially before, and we have to squeeze all the excess out of the system and all the waste, and then we can, you know, start making jobs. And I think one of the ways would be with energy.
Let me ask you, we
waste a lot of energy in this nation.
The way you propose it, first squeeze the excess out, and that could be a really long-term proposition. But a lot of times voters aren't willing to wait very long. They want it now.
That's obvious. I mean, with what happened yesterday, I agree. I don't know what the answer is. That's why I think everything should be
on the
table.
Okay.
Whether it's conservative, and I mean, even some of these crazy ideas. I mean, I'm definitely more left-leaning, but at this point, I'll do nuclear, you know, and I'm generally, you know, I support a nuclear-free world, but I'd even be willing to do that at this point.
Okay. Phil, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. 614-292-8513. And I want to go to Ed now. Ed, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
A couple things. First of all, in 4 years, we'll know how much John Kasich has been making. And if he refuses to release his statements, then we'll know he's getting money from somewhere he didn't want to let us know. But my comment on what I want the governor to do is start laying out now what he plans to do. He's got until March to come up with a budget for the next two-year cycle since he was newly elected as opposed to reelected. So he needs to start telling us now what he wants to do. I mean, you can't go through a campaign and not have an idea what you're going to do. And I don't want him to come up to April 28th and say, this is what I plan to do.
Well, how many options do you think he have? Because one thing he said he will not do is he will not raise taxes.
He's lying. No, he may not be lying, but he's going to find out he has to raise taxes. There was an article a while back in the Dispatch, and I can't remember which columnist wrote it, that you could lay off every state employee and you would still only have the budget deficit.
Right.
You know, and this Department of Development thing, I think, is going to come back to bite him because, first of all, it's probably going to take a legislative thing, and the Republicans will probably give it to him. And with the Supreme Court being all Republican, if it's appealed, they'll probably give it to him. But when you're talking about, as the one gentleman said, a CEO making $20 million, you look at the NCR thing that apparently hurt Strickland over in Dayton. Well, that guy already had his mind made up that they were going to go to Atlanta. So it doesn't matter what the state would have done or given or promised. And, in fact, I think that's one of the things that they need to look at is stop promising all these give-backs and all these tax incentives. Because all we're doing is taking a plant from Indiana, bring it to Ohio, and a few years later it's gone to Pennsylvania, and a few years later it's gone to Mississippi, and a few years later it's gone to Mexico. You know, tell them, this is our comment, this is what we have. There was an article on NPR this morning that someone has rated Ohio the sixth best climate for business. Now, that is totally antithetical to what the Republicans have been saying for the last 4 years. You know, and there are so many different statistics out there that you can take any one you want. But we've been cutting taxes and cutting incentives or giving incentives to business, and we're still losing jobs. Yeah. So what does that tell you? It tells you that people are going to where there are lower wages, non-union, out of the country.
Well, you know, some people would say, too, yeah, the outsourcing and the lower wages, but also a quality of life. I mean, a lot of companies want to move where their employees are going to have a nice quality of life.
Well, my comment to that is if you're moving to Mississippi or Alabama for quality of life, you're not really paying much attention, because when you look at health costs, health care, quality of life, other things like that, there's nothing in a lot of those states outside of one or two major cities that can give you a quality of life. You've got a workforce that's less educated. You know, you look at all the statistics all the way down the line: healthcare, education, poverty, income distribution. They're not going for quality of life. They can mealy mouth that all they want.
Okay.
So you know, you're bringing in a whole bunch of CEOs to tell you that we're going to go out and we're going to tell people to come here to the state of Ohio. You better darn well find CEOs that have added jobs in Ohio and not just any CEO that happens to be a Republican.
Okay. Hey, Ed, we're going to move on. We got
no
a lot of people waiting, but thanks for your call.
You bet.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And when you get on the phone, let us know. Did you vote for Kasich or did you vote for Strickland? Or did you vote for another candidate? Let us know at the outset, 614-292-8513. And Maria, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi, Maria.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to let you know that what I think Kasich should do is declare a moratorium on the death penalty.
Do you think he will?
You know, he said that it's his stance that he won't. But there have been major problems with death penalty in Ohio. We had problems with the way that people were executed. And then if you look across the country, the way the death penalty is applied to minorities versus, you know, the people who have money, you have, you know, just lots and lots of problems with it. And I think that, you know, it's a system that doesn't work. And ultimately, it's a lot cheaper to keep people in jail for the life, a real life sentence, than to go ahead and execute them. And I think that, you know, we're one of the only Western people in the Western Hemisphere that are doing this. And I think we really need to examine it as a country. You could be a real leader here in Ohio by making that stance.
Okay. Maria, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good, great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 614-292-8513. Tell us what you think the governor-elect, John Kasich, should do when he takes office. What should be his top priority? Mike, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just wanted to make a reference before I ask the question. I would tell John Kasich, you know, I watched 60 Minutes last Sunday. And in 1980, when President Reagan was the president and he had the trickle-down economy, the top 5% in this country were worth $7 trillion in assets. Today, that same top 5% is worth $44 trillion. I would ask John Kasich, what are you going to do for the middle class to help us catch up? And is the trickle-down economy working for the average American, or is it working for the top 5%?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Take care. 614-292-8513. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's an open forum this hour. I've asked folks to tell us, what do you think the first thing you think that the new governor-elect, John Kasich, should do when he takes office next year? Give us a call on that. But also, I have another question, and maybe this interests others among you more. What do you want outgoing Governor Strickland to do in his remaining few months in office? What would you like to see outgoing Governor Ted Strickland do in his remaining months in office? Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have some emails now from Chris. I would like to see John Kasich do what he and Governor Strickland both refused to do during the campaign, be specific about what cuts he plans to make in Ohio's budget with the $8 billion deficit looming. And if he is not planning any tax increases, then we need to know specifically what revenue enhancement ideas he has. Yeah, I mean, he's got a little extra time since he's an incoming, a new governor. He has till March to put forth his budget proposal, and then after that, it goes, you know, goes through the legislature, and there's a whole process. But so what we have, we wait till bated breath until March. Maybe he starts rolling out ideas before then. It'll be interesting to see what happens. He has said he will not raise taxes. A couple callers have said they don't believe him. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org, as did Michelle. She writes, I would like to see the use of focus groups for deciding how to proceed on changing things he doesn't feel are working. For example, before cutting funding to the EPA, talk to people with asthma or contaminated wells asking how government can help, or meet with public school teachers to see how they think we can fund schools smarter, or before cutting mass transit funds, talk to people without cars to find out how they feel we can do things more efficiently. Talk to the public besides just hearing from lobbyists and quote-unquote experts. Thanks, Michelle, for that email. If you'd like to email us, allsides@wosu.org will do the trick, or you can go to All Sides with Ann Fisher on our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. But mostly I'm looking for comments. I'm looking for your take on what the next governor should do when he takes office. The first thing he should do. 614-292-8513. And Joe, you dialed the number. You want to talk about education.
Yes, good morning, Ann. Love your show. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I have been a long-time public school employee, 35 years to be exact. And all the years I've been in the school system, there have been several governors who have claim to be the education governor. What I would like Governor-elect Kasich to do is, he's mentioned that he's going to, one of the first things he'll do is scrap Governor Strickland's education school funding.
His evidence-based education plan, right?
Yes. And, okay, so now what is your solution going to be, Governor Kasich? It's you know, all these years we find school districts having to go out every so often and put school levies on the ballot. You know, they're out there begging for money for the public schools. So I'm just going to be real curious, very anxious to see, okay, what is his solution going to be?
Okay. Thanks a lot for your call.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Let's go to Tom. Welcome to the show. You support the governor-elect, John Kasich. Okay. What do you want him to do first?
Well, first of all, I'd love him to put an end to zero-balance budgeting. And zero-balance budgeting is a system where government funds their organizations and whatnot in their departments. They put in a budget request for the year.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't spend all the money by the end of the year, they are not given that amount the following year. So what they do is go out and they spend whatever they have left. Let's say it's $3 million.
Right. They there's a disincentive to save money.
Exactly.
Because they're worried, what about next year if something happens, then we won't have enough money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's the alternative to that as far as when you're planning a big, gigantic, multi-billion dollar state budget?
Well, fine. You give the director of it maybe a slight bonus, 1% bonus or something, for the amount of money that they actually save without cutting benefits to the people.
Okay. All right.
And let's say I would rather pay somebody 1% of $3 million than waste the whole $300 million.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And zero balance budgeting. Thanks, Tom, for your call.
Okay, thank you.
614-292-8513. Jerry, you want to talk about redistricting. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Ann. I'm from the Mahoning Valley, the 17th District. And I want Kasich to play fair play with the people in Mahoning Valley when it comes to redistricting the 17th district, because, you know, he has to think of us too. And because of Tim Ryan being on the Appropriation Committee and he's being a Democrat, it could be a good relationship that he allows the 17th district exist as it is, or he can play hardball and create problems.
Okay.
With this area.
Well, I think that, you know, in the last hour we talked about that, the fact that the Republicans picked up so many seats, and then Ohio is losing two seats in Congress, House.
Right.
And so they got to cut from somewhere, and they're probably going to have to cut from their own ranks.
Right. Well, they're going to cut. Well, I've been told they're going to try to cut. They're going to do a bloodshed, and they're going to do it in the 17th district. That's what. And that's what my major concern. And also for Kasich, him being accepting of everyone. You know, is he going to go after the GLBT community and threaten them with laws that will make make that community impossible to live here? Or will he accept them? You know, he is a Christian right, and GLBT community is very nervous that he's in office now.
Okay. Lots of issues. Thank you, Jerry, for your call. We're going to have to take another break. We'll get to as many of these calls as we can. We're looking for people who support John Kasich, people who voted against John Kasich, people who support Ted Strickland, people who voted against Ted Strickland. John Kasich won the race this time. He's a Republican, former congressman. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, and tell us what you think he should be doing when he takes office, what his top priority should be. And also, I'm interested to hear what people think Ted Strickland should do during his last 2 months in office. He's a lame duck governor now. What do you want him to do with that time and with that special kind of power that a lame duck governor has? We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU 820 NPR News.
On the next Fresh Air, we look at the election results and what they mean for Congress and the White House with Todd Purdom, national editor of Vanity Fair. He's written about John Boehner, Sarah Palin, Bill Clinton, Karl Rove, and President Obama. Join us for the next Fresh Air.
And Fresh Air begins in 20 minutes. It starts at noon right here on WOSU 820 NPR News. Join WOSU Public Media and the Refectory for our Chefs in the City wine tasting Friday, November 19th. Guests will sample hand-selected wines and be a part of a special WOSU TV production. A limited number of tickets are on sale now. Visit WOSU.org/chefs.
Support for WOSU comes from the Midland Theater in Newark, with Four Troops in concert this Thursday, November 4th, and Riders in the Sky, Friday, November 5th. Tickets and more performance details at MidlandTheater.org.
41 degrees in downtown Columbus, sunshine today, a high of 55, clouds tonight with a slight chance of rain, and a low of 38 degrees. Join us later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's an NPR News special, live coverage of President Obama's post-election news conference. The president reacts to the results of the midterm election. That's today at 1, right here on WOSU. And All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on WOSU 820.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's an open forum right now, and I've been asking folks, What do you want the new governor-elect, John Kasich, to do when he takes office? What should be his top priority? And what would you like outgoing Governor Ted Strickland to do during his last few months in office as a lame duck governor? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. What I'd like to see Governor Strickland possibly do is take a look at the, we've always said, we're under the new sentencing structure, truth in sentencing. We have a new sentencing structure now that has eliminated the parole board. Well, this is not true. There's a lot of people doing more time than under the new law requires due to the parole board still being in existence.
Okay.
They probably did a double thing. And I think if he looked at that, he might see some savings there in our prison system, because there's men in there that have done far more time than the people that are being locked up now, and this would save a lot of money.
Okay.
Okay, now the next thing I would like to see Kasich do, or I would like to know, what is his feelings on infrastructure,
okay,
on his on Obama's idea for bringing in smart grid, all these sort of technologies that I think would create jobs that would last for the future, not just industry-type jobs, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Things that would set Ohio...
Things that would fundamentally change the thrust of the economy in Ohio.
Yeah.
You're talking about going away from, say, the manufacturing paradigm into something completely different.
Right. That will be keeping up with the world, basically, moving us farther ahead than just going into the same thing we were in before.
Okay.
That would be the two things I would like to see, you know, him do, and also Ted Strickland in his last few months do with the parole board.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Michael.
Sure, certainly. Bye-bye.
Take care. 614-292-8513. You can email us as well at allsides@wosu.org. Let's hear what outgoing Governor Ted Strickland said last night about his own future.
You know, friends, this is my last campaign, and I have seen a lot and I've lived a lot in nearly 70 years. But I have never given up hope in the will, the wisdom, and the goodness of people. I have never stopped believing in Ohio, and I never will.
Okay, so Governor Strickland says this is it for him. He'll probably, he still cares about Ohio, and he'll work for the best interests of Ohio, but he's done with politics. So that means he has a couple more months to do something as a sitting governor. What do you think it should be? 614-292-8513. And Don, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My call kind of dovetails with the last caller's call. I'd like to see if Ohio can get revenue and be able to help a lot of people, perhaps in various government programs, particularly psychological programs.
By doing what?
Mental health programs. By legalizing marijuana, or at least legalizing the
medical
marijuana that Representative Yuko is promoting right now in Ohio, to help all Ohioans with their medical problems, and also to get taxes for other issues in Ohio.
You know, that's just never floated very well in Ohio. And of course, Proposition is at 19, and California failed.
Yeah, I heard that.
And if it, you know, it's sort of like, if it can't make it in California, can it make it anywhere?
Well, it's making it in Michigan, you see. That's
medicinal marijuana, though.
That's what I said. That's what Representative Yuko is promoting, is well, I said legalizing, but legalizing at least medicinal marijuana, or perhaps just flat legalization.
Okay.
But to bring America, to bring Ohio up to the level of other states, the other 14 states in the country that do have legalized medical marijuana.
Any indication at all that this is something that Governor Strickland would embrace?
Well, since he was deeply involved in the penal system as a prison psychologist, it might be something he'd know about.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Don, for your call.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 614-292-8513. And we have John now. John, welcome to the show. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, John. You're on the air.
Oh, I think you meant Jeff.
Well, it's written John here, but I believe you're Jeff, and we'll call you Jeff from now on. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Okay. I just wanted to say, and I'm a Strickland supporter, and absolutely, I hope that that one thing he does before he leaves office is to do something about alternative energy sources in Ohio. You drive across Indiana and Illinois, and they have wind farms everywhere. And not only is it a renewable resource, those windmills are manufactured in the United States. They give Americans jobs, and they're breathtakingly beautiful if you've never seen them. And also, John Kasich has promised to cut higher education, which I think is just the biggest mistake, not only for Ohio but Columbus.
Why is that?
Well, we have an incredible resource in our city, the Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. That research money, all of that grant money, not only does it provide jobs to scientists, educated people in our city and in our state, but cutting higher education in a state that is lagging far behind the other states in college graduates is a huge mistake. We need intelligent, highly paid people in our state, not only as a tax base, but, just to increase our quality of life. And cutting higher education isn't going to help our state at all. That's a short-term solution to make people feel better about a budget that that they don't even understand. So, okay. And that's all I got to say.
John, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We have an email now from a listener. They write, I'm really sorry to lose Attorney General Richard Cordray. I know he had support across both parties, and I really thought he'd win. Over the past 20 months or so, I had cause to contact his office twice on different consumer issues, like being sent to collections erroneously, and they responded quickly and saw that there was a resolution to my problem. I don't think we'll get that kind of service from Mike DeWine. He's never taken a leading position in the past, and I don't see him as anything more than a political operative, much like Blackwell was. It's a real shame. Thanks for that email from a listener. That reference to Blackwell, of course, was a former Secretary of State. Before that, State Treasurer. He ran against Ted Strickland for governor 4 years ago and lost resoundingly. 614-292-8513. Let's take another call about Richard Cordray. It was probably the upset, the most unexpected upset of the day. Marjorie, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'd simply like for Governor Strickland to appoint Richard Cordray to that position on the Supreme Court of Ohio that's empty and will be for 4 years.
Maureen O'Connor has moved up to
so it just left a
Chief Justice, yeah.
Left a position that he can appoint.
You don't think you should give Eric Brown another chance?
That's a possibility, but Richard Cordray was such a disappointment to me to have him lose.
Okay.
And I just like to have him offered this opportunity. There is no Democrat on the Supreme Court of Ohio, and I think that's a shame.
We were talking about this earlier, and someone suggested that he might be setting his cap for something else down the road, and it'd be easier to run from the private sector, like John Kasich did in this race.
Uh-huh.
So, well, Marjorie, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have about 10 minutes left, 614-292-8513. Appreciate all the phone calls today. We have an email from Jody, or it's actually from Jody on Facebook. First thing I heard this morning on the radio was new AG-elect Mike DeWine saying his first act will be to file a state lawsuit against the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the health care reform law. Why do these new leaders want to take health care away from all these 18 to 26-year-olds? Okay, thanks, Jody, for that. Of course, Jody's referring to the provision in the health care reform bill that permits parents to carry their children on their health care, or requires insurance companies to allow parents to carry their children on and through the age of 26. So that's a big new change that kicked in September, I believe. Big change. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And of course, if the attorneys general who have filed this lawsuit or are working on this case against the federal government to stop the health care reform, or if the Republicans who have vowed to repeal it once they get in power in Congress succeed, things like that will go away. 614-292-8513. And Jim, You're on the air. You want to revamp the infrastructure.
Well, I want him to take a comprehensive look at the transportation system. I'd like him to be look into the future as much as possible with things like the oil spill that we had in the Gulf and so on, project the cost of fuel and not rule out the possibility of passenger service in the state. I think there's a place for it. I know he's opposed to it, but we really don't have a transportation system. Some of the early estimates of 40 mile an hour for a transportation system can seem reasonable when you consider that you have to go to an airport and sit 2 hours to wait and then have to wait on your baggage and so on. I think there is a place for train travel in Ohio.
So you're disappointed then, Governor or Governor-elect John Kasich has said in no uncertain terms, 3-seat passenger rail in Ohio is dead when he's elected.
I think he's made a very short-sighted judgment on that.
Okay.
And I am disappointed. I think he should look at the facts and the cost and reconsider that position.
All right. Jim, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Let's take a call now from Bill. Bill, it's Bill Patient Caller. Thanks for waiting so long.
Yeah, yes, Ann. My name is Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for Strickland more as a protest vote against Kasich. I didn't care for either one of them, but I didn't want Kasich to have a overwhelming mandate type of lead. What they should do, the current governor and the next governor, is get someone from the business community, put them on retainer if you have to. Lee Iacocca comes to mind, and have him or that person look at the other states that we're competing with for jobs, see what they're doing right, and make adjustments here.
Well, he would say that it's lower taxes. He would say that it's lower labor costs. And he says that's what he's going to do. He's going to dismantle the Department of Development and wants to put together a team of private sector advisors.
Okay. How about a czar instead of a team? Because a team is a committee, and usually nothing gets done when a committee's in force. I would want to see one strong person come up with the recommendations that has done this before or that is well-respected in the business community that has a track record. Again, Iacocca, Jack Welch, some of these high rollers that have been very successful in private business, because that's what we're really talking about, and come up with recommendations, make it a referendum if we have to, or just make it the governor's choice, make a decision and implement it.
Okay.
I travel 4 states, Indiana being one of them, and every time I go to Indiana, there seems to be something new and good happening on the business front, and when I come back home here to Ohio, I don't see anything.
Okay.
So that's a comparison. The other thing that one of your callers said, that the company CEOs make too much money and they don't consider the employee. I've written several mission statements for several companies. The last thing that a mission statement is for a corporation or a business is concerned with the employees. Number one is profit, because without profit, they don't stay in business. And if they don't stay in business, they won't have any employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that person should forget about that. And lastly, on Kasich's finance background, that ship has sailed. Unless he's done something totally illegal that he should be thrown in jail for, then forget about it.
Let it go. Okay. Well, it looks like a majority of the voters did. So, Bill, thanks for waiting. Thanks for your call.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty, 614-292-8513. We have about 4 more minutes, and I'm going to try to squeeze everybody in. Lynn, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. I wanted to say that for Kasich, first thing he should do is remember that whomever wants to stay in Ohio, he should find ways for them to stay in Ohio. I lived in another state for about a year, and I learned a lot. So when I came back home, I came back home because I wanted to. And be it, you know, someone wants to have a business to have the resources to have that business in Ohio, for someone who lost their job to have new skills in Ohio, for someone who wants to get an education in Ohio to stay in Ohio. And I think at the same time, for Strickland, who last night said he believed in Ohio, and I thought that was probably the best statement anybody could have made for the state, mm-hmm. For Strickland to work with whomever he needs, whomever he thinks will be in the best interest of Ohio, and I mean all of Ohio, you know, not just those who didn't vote for Strickland and who didn't vote for Kasich, everybody, be it your race, your sexual orientation, mm-hmm. your gender, make laws inclusive for everyone to stay in Ohio. I want to stay in Ohio. I'd like for the opportunity to do that.
All right. Lynn, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Let's get to some emails now. One from Kevin. As a 40-year resident of Ohio, a lifelong Republican, and a longtime observer of Governor-elect John Kasich, the first thing I would like to see him do when he takes office is to resign and take Attorney General-elect Mike DeWine with him. Okay, moving on. Since that is unlikely, I would like to see him put any wisdom and energy he has toward forging an equitable funding system for Ohio schools based on income, not property values. A better school system with adequate funding will help draw business back to Ohio. And from a listener, I would like to see Kasich address the Ohio Livestock Care Standards Board's unwillingness to vote on meaningful regulation. Ohio agriculture is being left behind, and the board and subcommittees need to enact meaningful reform for Ohio's farmed animals. My hope is that Strickland enacts rules to prohibit the sale and ownership of dangerous and exotic animals. Your show last week was very informative and persuasive on this issue. Well, let's see, 614-292-8513, and there's a question out there whether Indiana's unemployment rate is much different than Ohio's. I don't know that offhand, but we have time for one more call, I think. And, Ed, you're it. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'll make it quick. Number one, people in general in this country are very much spoiled, like a teenager with a computer, with a cell phone, et cetera, et cetera. And at some point in time when the situation's bad enough, you got to take those away. Everything that that's taxpayer funded probably was a good reason to do it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those we're going to have to cut, and that's difficult. One, on the rail, America is in love with the car, always has been. Rail is largely popular in Europe where people can't afford cars, a bulk of people. Rapid transit is very good. John Kasich has far more guts than I think Strickland, and he will get things done, but it may not be too popular.
All righty, and you want him to go forward with those education cuts then too, right?
Well, you know, as a former educator, let me say this very mm-hmm. quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There's 168 hours in a week, and I tell parents this. You have your son or daughter 30 hours, and their attendance at school is not, well, we have them 30 hours if their mm-hmm. attendance is perfect. Most cases it isn't. You have them 138 hours. Schools are not the total responsibility.
Okay.
Kids don't do homework. Kids miss a lot, whatever.
Okay. All right. Ed, thanks for giving us a call.
You're welcome.
And
there.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody for listening. That's all the time we have for the show today. We'll be talking about a lot of this, I'm sure, as we dissect it over the coming weeks and months. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on WOSU. This is listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus. And streaming on the web at WOSU.org, WOSU 820 NPR News.